We are learning Masechta Sotah, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are starting six lines from the bottom, continuing the psukim regarding the shira that the Yidden sang when they came out of the Yamsuf. Tana Rabbanan. Doro Shabbos Aglili, B'shasha Olu Yisrael Mid Ayom, when the Klai Yisrael came out of the Yamsuf, Nosnu Neim Lo Mashira. They decided they want to say shira. They want to thank Hashem for the Gevaldig Ganes. The Ketzer Omru Shira, Zok the Brice, the Ketzer Mashira, Oilul Mutul Abirki Imai, a child that was lying on the shoulder of his mother. Oilul was a little bit older than a Tinuk. The tinuk yoinke mishtei imai, and a tinuk that was nursing, kivan shiroas ashchina. When the oil and the tinuk saw the shchina, oil gbi et savaroi. The oil picked up his neck off the mother's shoulder. The tinuk shama dam epiv, and the tinuk stopped nursing. Va omru zekeli vaveyu, and they said the shira, and the mashal speaks out. This is going according to Rav Nechemya, who says that they had ruach hakodesh. And they knew how to say the shira themselves, because it doesn't make sense. They said repeat it after them. It says, "Hukadash Rav Nechemya Dileil the Ruach Kodesh Kivanu Deo Mechavim to Ruach Kodesh." What's the pasuk that Rabbi Karfidish? No, it's the pasuk Mepi Oilulim VeYoinkim. Little children, Yisarata Oiz, and Yisarata Oiz, Mashal explains, is referring to the shira, which is the Uza Shakaras Baruch Hu, the strength of a Karas Baruch Hu. Ramei Oimer, Ramei says, "Menayim Shafilu Ubrim Shmei Iman." How do you know even the babies in the mother's womb, in the mother's stomach, Omru Shira, they said Shira, Shadam says in the Pasuk, Makhelos Baruch Elokim Hashem and Mekar Yisrael, which means that Makhelos means when they gather together by the Yam, even the Baruch Elokim, even the Mekar Yisrael, even the ones that were in the Mekar, sang Shira. And Tosi speaks out, that's not Rechlekes Rav Meir Rav Yasi. Rav Yasi is talking about the children who were alive, they already were born, they picked up the head and they sang. Rav Meir is saying, not only that, even the Ubrim sang. The Gemara asked, "Loi chazu?" They couldn't see. Hak is zekel vaveyu. Amar tanchum keres nasa lahem kaspakam ira v'roh. The stomach became like clear and translucent, and they were able to see through it, and they were able to say shira. Zok the Gemara vayte. We had in the Mishnah that bayviyam darash yeshuv and hokresh li avad iiv meyira ela mehava. And there's a pasuk there. The Mishnah brought down a pasuk. The pasuk said that. Ad egva heinik luni loya yachel, and Shah was heinik luni loya yachel means to you I'll hope or loya yachel. I won't trust you. I won't hope to you. So that's Shah loy but the aleph loy but the vav. So that was the question. So he said no. It's mehava, and he said it's not muchach the pasuk. I have another pasuk that says that ad egva loy also to masi. So it means he wasn't sure how to learn this pasuk. Zok the Gemara of Alechzi, Hai Loi, Ibalamad Aleph, Ksiv Loihu, Ibalamad Vav, Ksiv Loihu. Just check out the pasuk. If it has an Aleph, it means Loi with the Aleph. It's no. And if it's Loi with a Vav, it means yes. So what's your suffix? Look at how it's written in the Sefer Torah. So Frank the Gemara, is that true? If it's Lamed Vav or Lamed Aleph, then it's Muchach. For Hechid, Ksiv Lamed Aleph, Loihu, it's true, Loi. El Ma'at, that says in the pasuk, Bechol Tzarasam, and all the Tzars of Klai Yisrael, Loi Tzar. So what does it mean, Loi Tzar? That in all the Klai Yisrael's Tzaris, Hashem is Loi Tzar. The Chsiv Lamed Aleph, Hachin Amrit Loihu, does it mean Hashem is not bothered by the Tzaris of Klai Yisrael? The Chitim Hachin Amrit, you say yes, but Chsiv says, ends it up, it says, Umalach Ponov Hashim. It says that the Hemshech is, the Bechol Tzaros Loi Tzar, Umalach Ponov Hashim. Hashem came and saved them, Behavosu Vechem Losai, he had Rechmanos on them. So obviously that Loi, even though it's spelled with an Aleph, means Loi, means that Hashem does have Tzar. Elo. Even loy with the aleph can be read in different ways. Mashmachi, mashmachi. It can be read as no, or read as yes. And therefore, the paskayir was a suffix, because even though it's written with an aleph, but still the shalach was what the kri is. With the ksiv was definitely with an aleph. Shalach was you read it with a loy with a vav, or not. And if you look at the pasuk, the ataka, it's a kri ksiv. It's a loy with an aleph, but we read it as a vav. You know, it means that's the understanding, like our Gemara comes out. Tanya, learned in a brayso. It says by Iev, it says that he was a Yirei Elikim. That's what it says in the Pasuk. And we talk, that was how they used to darshan that. He was only a Yirei Elikim. He was a Yirei Elikim. From a Hava. That was the one man the Yama. But Ramei says, no, never Elikim of Iev. Never Yirei Elikim Avram. My Yirei Elikim Avram Bahava was a Hava. Af Yirei Elikim Avram Iev Bahava. Avram Gufei, how do you know? Menal and Chsiv, Zera Avram Oyavi. It says he was a Oyavi. And even though the pasuk says that this is talking about by the by the case Yitzchak, it says Ati Adati Ki Yirei Likimato. It means really Ahava. Now, why did he use Loshon Yirei Likim? So someone first would speak out. It was like a Yiris HaRoimimus, which is a type of serving Hashem Ma'ahava. It wasn't a Yiris HaOinish. It was Yiris HaRoimimus, which is similar to Ma'ahava. Now the Gemara goes right. What's the difference in the schar? What's the difference in the schar of someone who does ma'ahava or ma'ira? Rashi speaks that already. Ois ma'ahava is yira. Does not mean yiras ha'inish or ahavas haschar. It means yira from a karish baruch hu, like big ma'ira or ahava. It's a different type of yira. Like yira is a rambis type of yira. So what's the difference in schar between ois ma'ahava or ois ma'ira? Ika hadatanya of Shimon ben Elazar Omer. God ois mahava yois mois meira. The one who does mahava is bigger than ois meira. So that tall of dar. Someone is ois meira, his chus could be megan on his diaries on 1,000 diaries. V'zeh tall of paim. And someone does mahava could have his chus and be megan on his diaries for 2,000 years, 2,000 diaries. La paim dar 2,000 diaries. Halchaksiv by one pasuk it says. So alofim next to word oyavoy. So you see, if someone does mahava, he could have a schus for 2,000 dirhams. For hosam ksiv l'shaymrei mitzvaysav l'elav dar. It says shaymrei mitzvaysav, which is lashon of yira, like we know sham l'chaz alav shaymrei mitzvaysav l'elav dar. So there, it's only l'elav. Frank the Gemara, if you look at that pasuk closely, it says. Both things there. The pasuk there says, "Lo oyavav ulashayim mitzvayis lehavdar." Look at one word before shayim. It says oyavav. So you see, oyavav is only lehavdar. So I go, no. Highly the samuklei, highly the samuklei. If you look, la'alofim is next to the word oyavoy, not next to the word shayim. And by lo oyavav shayim mitzvayis lehavdar, the elef is next to the shayim. So ahava is megan on his dairis for 2,000 dairis. Masha inkein, if it's meyira, it's 1,000 dairis. But they're both gavaldik. I'll see the next story. Hanu trei tamidi, davi yosef kamei de Rava, the two tamidi in front of Rava, and the next morning they came to shir, and they both had dreams. Chan omalei ekrem echamoi, they read to me in my dream this pasuk, ma rav tuvcha shetzefanta liyirecha, that there's a great thing hidden and put aside for you, liyirecha, miyira. Chan omalei, one said, akrayim bechamoi, they read to me the pasuk, v'yismichu kol choysi bach, Lo oylam yiranenu v'sasech aleim v'yalchuboy oyevet shemecha. And the pasuk says oyevet shemecha. So one was someone who served meyira, and one was served mehava. Amalahu. So Rabbi turned to them and said, "Both of you, tavaychu rabban and tzadiki gemuri atun. Both of you are mamet tzadiki gemurim. Mar mehava, mar meyira. One serves Hashem mehava, and one serves Hashem meyira. Hadun aloch the perek k'shem shemayim b'li neder. And we're going to start the new perek." We're going right into the next parak, and as usual, as you're seeing so far, Masech Masoyot over here, in the past few parakim, the entire parak is printed before the Gemara starts. Zok the Mishnah. Misha kina le'ishtoi, v'nistera, there was someone who warned his wife, don't hang out with Reuven. V'nistera, and she secluded herself, but we don't have edim on that. Afilu shoma ma'oifa pereach, even if you didn't have Edom, you just heard it from a oifa pereach. The halacha is you give her a get, and v'yitin ksuba de Rabbi Eliezer. What's pshat in this? So the Rashi explains that Rabbi Eliezer l'tamei, the Rabbi Eliezer holds stira does not need edus. The first mishnah in the beginning of the parak we have that stira does not need edus, at least according to one man, the Omar pshat of Rabbi Eliezer. Stira does not need kina needs Edom, but not stira. And even a fill evident fill of shivcha.
So why did she get
it too? Wait, let's just speak it out. Let me finish speaking it out. Stiros need edus. So oifa pereach means, let's say a evident or shivcha, or he found it himself. That's oifa pereach means. So really, she could drink. That's what Rashi says. He could bring it to drink from this alone. Like Moshe is saying, bring it to drink alone. If he doesn't want to give it to drink, then he gets a ksuba. Because we have before, if he decides he's not letting her drink, then he gives a ksuba. So that's what it means over here. Yoitzi you think ksuba. You know why? Because he didn't have her drink. But if he wants, she could drink. That's what Rashi learns. And Rabbi Yeshua, I may know, that this theory is not enough because you need to aid them. So therefore, you don't become awesome from that. And Rabbi Yeshua, because Yeshua all the time holds, you need to aid them for that. But if the people who talk in the middle of the night under the moon, they talk about the priestess and everyone knows about it, then you should give her a get, pasha because mechuy ardava, but here you can't give her to drink because you didn't have to aid them, but you should divorce her and you have to give her, and you have to give her a ksuba because the maisa, there's no ADSD, you have to give her a ksuba. But he argues in Rabbi Eliezer's halacha that you could give her to drink. That's how Rashi learns the machlokes. Now, the Tosfos Rosh and others are very, very upset with this pshat in Rashi because why didn't the Mishnah speak out that you could have the Meisaita? It's not mashma like that. It's not mashma. You have to ksuba in the same level as Rabbi Yeshua. The Rabbi Yeshua holds you need maybe Yisuv Yitnu Ba Mazaris Belavana. But Rabbi Eliezer says, no, it's enough for Eifa Perech. That's one kasha. Also, Eifa Perech, it's not mashma. I'm talking about Eidech. It's not Eifa Perech. So there's other pshat in there, but I'm going to tell you the Rambam's pshat. The Rambam says, we're talking about a oifa perech means what? It means a bird who could talk. That's what it says in the Rambam. It means a bird that could talk. A bird actually told him. It says, Omar Rabbi Eliezer, v'afilu sheyesh lo raya mitzifsuf ha'oif, she nivela, eina mutla l'ashkoysa, v'lo l'shara imoy. Therefore, avahu nifter sheyetz v'yitin ksuba. You give a ksuba. Zokter ashash. What's pshat in this Rambam? So Dr. Rishash, you know Pshat in the Rambam is, V'kavonos Rambam Nira, Shu'al min oif hanikra papagai, V'doimov, Shem alam dem oisil dabeksas. It means a parrot. It means a parrot. According to the Rambam, oif ha-perech means a parrot. A parrot came ahead and told the husband that your wife is not behaving. The halach is, you should give a get with a ksuba. That's the halach. That's the Rambam Pshat, and we said over Rashi's Pshat. Rashi's Pshat means Oif HaBreach means not a real Edom, and there the halach is, you give her the drink, and here the case was, he didn't want to give her drink, that's why Yitzvah Niksuba, which everyone's bothered. Rashi even asked that, we have a Mishnah before about that already, that if you don't want to give to drink, you give a Ksuba. What was Pshat over here? But that's Rashi's Pshat, and that's the Rambam Pshat. Zok the Mishnah further, famous halach that we know, Oma Eid Echad, Anir Isiyah Shinitmas, which means like this. After the kinui and the stira, which was two edim, fear of Yeshua, and fear of Eliezer, could be even though they one aid, the aid echad says, I saw that she was mezana. The halach is, he is believed. You know, usually aid echad is not believed. It's xeris akasav. We'll see in the Gemara, we'll see right in the Mishnah, really, that it's xeris akasav. The aid echad is neman. Aid echad, oma aid echad, anir Isiyah Shinitmas, loy hoysa shaysa, loy oid. She will lose a ksuba because the eight echad, even if it's a puzzle, is neman to say that she was mezana, and therefore, not only won't you drink the meisaita in order to prove herself, she'll actually lose a ksuba as well. But if this eight echad is someone.
If you don't hold that, Rabbi Lazar's talking about.
Either way, eight echad nitmaisa means the eight echad said that she was nitmais. Because that was a stira. No, they weren't saying that we know like this. The kina and stira need edim, and the eight echad says nitmais is belief, especially as a custom. So it says she actually wore mezana. Now this din that the eight echad is neman, actually to get her, she has to get and she loses her ksuba, is only if that aid is not trying, we know that aid has nothing against, there's no beef with her, not trying to get her. But there are certain ladies who we know hate her. Who is that? Chamoisa, her mother-in-law. Ubas Chamoisa, her sister-in-law, which means the daughter of her mother-in-law. Vitsarasa, which means if she has another wife, if the husband has another wife, they hate each other. Viavimta, that's her sister-in-law, which means her husband's brother's wife. She also hates her. They hate each other because they're worried that one of the husbands will die and they'll come to Yibum, if they don't have children. But either way, that becomes like a matzias, they hate each other. Ubas Baila, and the stepdaughter, all these ladies, they come and say, Edis, that I saw them be mizana, harel and amenas, they're believed to a certain extent, but below the faislok subasa, el zotishta. It's enough, they can't drink, but there's no believing for the ksuba, just to give a get. It's like more like mechura dava type halacha, and therefore, you give a get, but you have to give the ksuba. Shahaya bedin, but when you thought about it, this halacha that Eid Echaz Daman is very shver. Why? Well, ma'am, edis reshaina. Shaina is rasa is aylam. Ma'am, madach, the edis reshaina, which is the edis tiro, edis kinui. Shaina is rasa is aylam. That does not set off the is aylam. Of course, you could drink the meisaita and become mutter. And still, enim is kiyam is pachas reshdain. You still need two edis. And like Rashi speaks out, this kavachem is going according to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua holds you always need two edim for the kinu and the stiro. So, you see, you need two edim. And it's not even is aylam. So a case where you have Eidus Achrayna, which is the Eid Echad that came after Kina and Stira. So Yisrasa is Oilam. Eina Din Shlosh Kaim Pachas Hashdaim. That's a Kavachoymer. There you see two Eidim. Tam Aloymer is a Xeris Akosov. Ve'eid Ein Ba. Kol Eidus There's no two aid, but there was one aid, and it says, what does it end of that pasuk? That Vehilan is pasa, it's mashma, that she was not, no one's ma'anister, therefore she is aser. And we'll see in the Gemara how we knew Ve'edin above means there was no two aid, but there was one aid. We'll see how we know that that's the drasha. That's the drasha called Eidit Yashba means there's Nemon. Any Eid Echon is Nemon. Let's learn from this pasuk. So Lachairo, now we speak Kavachairo, La'edit Arishanamata. Now that we established from a pasuk that the Eid Echon after Kinem's theory is believed, so now we speak Kavachairo the other way. Uma im Eidos. Achroina, shayis rosses olam. Harem skemes beit echad. Eidus harishayina, shayis rosses olam. Ain a din shayis skayim beit echad. Why am I coming out all the way now? Madach is achroina, which is ases olam. Eid echad works from the pasuk ve'edim ba. So now, kinyan's theory is only a temporary issur. It's possibly only a temporary issur. That should believe what eid echad. So what's behind that needs to aid him? It says here by someone's mazana, and it says by mamonis two edim also. And we'll see in the Gemara if we need this drasha or if it isn't drasha. Hakapana, we learn from there that you need dafka two edim. Weiter in the Mishnah that's brought down beginning of the parak here. Eid Omar nitmas. We said eid echad nitmas is believed, right? So eid echad says nitmas. And another says, "Ve'edam aloy netmas," or "Isha emeres netmas." Isha is believed. Isha emeres aloy netmas. The halacha is ha'isa shaisa. The way our Mishnah sees it is that ha'isa shaisa. Why? Because they cast each other out. Now there's no edim. No edim. There's a kinyan and stira. Then you go drink. What about echadoy netmas? Shemer aloy netmas. Then also ha'isa shaisa. Of course, if it's one edim says netmas and two edim say aloy netmas, knock them out. Of course, ha'isa shaisa. We'll see if there's a chiddush or not. There's very, we'll see the Gemara. There's a lot going on here. The last case, the third case, is the opposite case. Shnayim are netmas, vachem are netmas. Loy is a shoysa. Why? Because two edim are believed that netmesa. The bottom line is, if you have edim that netmesa, even edecha netmesa alone, for sure you don't drink because netmesa. If there's a hakasha, then we have to see the last case of the Mishnah. One against one, you'll be shaysa, as it says. One against two, also be shaysa. If it's two, it's edim netmesa. Once it's not, then loy is a shaysa because two edim are believed. And Meshem, the Gemara will see that. The Gemara is going to discuss a few different things. The Gemara will discuss, first of all, the Makar that Pekina and Stira, one aid is not enough. The Gemara is going to discuss the Hakasha, Eid Echa Neman, all these things, Hashem, when we see the Gemara.